all these different like imposter syndrome things start coming up, and I'm not really able to see through it, and I'm not showing up authentically for the people in the class because I'm so busy caring about what the heck they think about me rather than just being myself and showing up and having them have an awesome experience with this person who's being them.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Alicia Wood. Alicia is the founder and CEO of Camp Fuel, Inc., a wellness company that empowers individuals and teams to achieve their goals through movement, play, mindset, and community. She's a speaker, corporate wellness consultant, and a fitness mindset coach. And she hosts the incredible podcast, the Fuel Your Fire podcast with Alicia Wood. But she also consumed her thoughts with vanity metrics. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help. Enjoy the show. Alicia Wood, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
So ready.
Perfect. I like it. Today, we're talking about comparison and how you were showing up insecure because you were obsessing over vanity metrics and numbers and comparing yourself to other people online. Tell us about how you got into this mindset and then about how you made your way out of it.
Yeah. So I remember sitting in my therapist's office and talking about how I wasn't sure that I was doing a good enough job as a new fitness instructor. So I was showing up to classes, teaching classes, and there weren't that many people coming to my classes in the beginning because I was new. It was the beginning. And so I caught myself going online and seeing the numbers ahead of time. So I could go online and I could check out the numbers and I could see, oh, I have 5 people signed up for my class and this other instructor has 20 people signed up for their class. And so I would start to feel really insecure. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not doing my best. This is, all these stories started coming about. And explaining that I would go online and do this all the time, which was obviously sucking a lot of life from me because all I'm seeing is numbers, but I'm not actually seeing like the background to the numbers. It was, these are my numbers. They're not good. This person's numbers are good. Therefore, I must suck. I must not be worthy. I'm not good at this job. Maybe I should just give up. Is it what I'm saying in classes? Like all these different like imposter syndrome things start coming up and I'm not really able to see through it. And I'm not showing up authentically for the people in the class because I'm so busy caring about what the heck they think about me rather than just being myself and showing up and having them have an awesome experience with this person who's being them.
Yeah. And I'm assuming the people who chose your class weren't like, okay, well, I guess I'll go with Alicia, you know, my second choice or my last choice. I mean, how do you end up shifting your perspective from, oh, I'm the bottom of the list or I'm not getting the numbers like they are? How do you shift out of that perspective?
It was really a matter of looking at the facts. What were the facts? The facts were I had 5 people, but there were so many variables to it. There was the time of day. There was the type of class. There was the amount of time you've been at the gym for people to get to know you. There were so many different variables there. So I had to really let go of, first of all, I had to stop checking. That was the biggest thing. Because when I was checking online, I was just losing myself. Like I was losing who I actually am, trying to be somebody different, because I would see, oh, this instructor has this these numbers. I should act more like them. I should play the same music that they play. I should just not be myself, essentially. And the reality is people are attracted to authentic people. And so the more I tried to be somebody different than what I was, the less the people were coming to my classes. And as soon as I stopped caring about the numbers and started caring about the people who were showing up in the class, and then showing up as myself in the class and being like, if you don't like me, that's fine. There's another instructor that you will like. But if you do like this, sweet, come back next time and let's have fun. So as soon as I let it go, I started to be able to actually show up as me. And then that's when the numbers started to shift. That's when great reviews started coming, because I was being authentic to myself.
I've had this kind of conversation with a couple guests before about the idea of 1,000 true fans, you know, the people who really, really care about what you're doing. And so what kind of impact, or what kind of difference in impact do you think that you've had on the people in your classes because you've decided to be yourself instead of attempting to be somebody else?
People definitely enjoyed the classes a whole lot more. So when you're going to a fitness class, you either are really excited because you love working out, or you're going in dreading it, or there's so many different emotions that can come up for you before you're going into a workout. You're going to get out of your head, whatever it is. I'm able to take people through a journey of excitement and fun and enjoyment when I started just being me. And so people started to really enjoy their workouts a whole lot more. And when you enjoy your workouts more, then you want to work out more, and then you're healthier. Like, it's just this amazing ripple effect.
I like it. Yeah. So if we were all just more authentic, we'd all be healthier. I mean, and that's true. Like, that would work. If somebody came up to you, say myself, looking for advice on how I can be more authentic, how I can find more of my authentic self, because sometimes I think it can get buried in that comparison. How can I weed that out? How can I figure out where the authentic Alex is?
I think looking at yourself when you're alone or when you're with people that you really, really feel comfortable with. I am a weirdo in the best possible way. I'm weird. I sing my sentences despite the fact that I don't love musicals. I talk to my dog in like funny ways. Like, I'm convinced that my neighbors are just like, what is going on with this woman? And I'm okay with that. I love it. And I'm that way with my husband, and we joke all the time, and we are so authentic with one another that I started to pay attention to who I was being there, and then how I was changing to be somebody who is more presentable, or how I believed I was supposed to look as a fitness instructor, even how I was believed I was supposed to look as an entrepreneur, how I was believed I had to look in television, in any aspect of, we have this idea of what it's supposed to look like. But if we go, well, how am I when I'm with my closest people? And then it's starting to pull some of those little things out more often and getting more and more comfortable showing that side of yourself all the time. And then it comes out more and more. So maybe it's one little thing that you pull out and you put into your social media feed that seems scary at the beginning. You're like, how are people going to react to like this being me? Well, they're probably going to react being like, oh my gosh, you're so similar to me. Mm-hmm. They're going to start realizing that you're just like everybody else. We're all just different mm-hmm. and fun. And when we're ourselves, it's infectious.
I think that is the best thing. And I remember one time I said something. I was working with somebody who I thought I had nothing in common with. And I remember bringing up something I was a big fan of. And then he looks at me. And this person, if you looked at us both, you'd never think we'd even say hi to each other. But then he looks at me, he says, I love that. and then we talked about it the whole rest of the time we were working together. It was great. And so sometimes it works, and we find our people that way. So I really like that. And of course, at the end of every episode, I like to figure out what's working for you now. Obviously, you're being more your authentic self and you're sharing that with people largely through your podcast. Do you want to tell us where we can find you and the rest of the work that you do?
Yeah, the podcast is called The Fuel Your Fire Podcast with Alicia Wood. And you can also find me on Instagram at Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A, .rose.wood. Reach out. I'd love to chat with you.
Perfect. And when people go and find you, what should they expect to see?
I like to make people feel good. I like to lift people up and empower them to be themselves and have fun and enjoy life. Mind, body, soul, feeling good. That's what I'm aiming for.
I love it. I'm going to have links for everything you mentioned down in the show notes so people can connect with you and feel good. And with that, I just want to say thank you for joining me.
Thank you. I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you.
And thank you for listening. Don't go getting so obsessed with the vanity metrics that you lose sight of what's really going on. Find real support. Give real support. It's not all about the numbers. And of course, be you. Special thank you to Alicia for joining me and being willing to talk about her broken bulbs. Be sure to check out her work, including the Fuel Your Fire podcast with Alicia Wood. I've linked all of it down in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.